You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, last segment here, darting across Connecticut at the Log House Restaurant. As always, these things are awesome. As always, both Joey and I are inspired by the people we meet and just the enjoyment and generosity of everybody surrounding it. So we've had a great morning. We want to thank the DeLeo family for hosting us and everybody for coming in and giving us, you know, a slice of the color of this beautiful town. Now, obviously, a ton's going on nationally and internationally. David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. Go to McClatchyDC.com to read all of their content, support, journalism. David joins us now. Good morning, David. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I don't know if you obviously got wind of this news this morning about John Bolton. Listen, if this is about documents, I don't know. I can't speak to whether he's an international risk. It just, and again, I'm not being political, pro or anti anybody, but it really smacks of going after a critic and somebody who's been critical of him. Whether it's the documents case regarding Biden or Trump himself, if there's something really implicating, then that's one thing. But if this just feels uncomfortable for me.
You know, it's interesting. I agree. The FBI is looking at or went into his house. It does feel uncomfortable because Bolton, he's not just a critic, but he's always been outspoken, smart. You know, he knows his stuff, whether you agree or disagree with him. I mean, years and years ago, I remember he and Senator Dodd got into it because Bolton was talking about how useless the United Nations was or something like that. And he would if he became UN ambassador, he'd lop off half the building or some crazy thing like that. And Dodd didn't appreciate that. But I'll tell you, though, every time I've dealt with him, he's been very eager to explain things. He's smart as could be. He tried to run for president once. I can't remember when, 2012 or 16 or something. Got nowhere. But, he's outspoken. And I wonder what's going on here. You see what the administration does with people it doesn't like or who disagree with them, and you wonder if it fits that pattern. You know, journalistically, we try to be fair. We try to be balanced. But, again, you got to ask yourself, both personally and journalistically, is this part of a pattern of the administration clamping down on people it disagrees with?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've interviewed John Bolton. A lot of people think he's crazy. He's definitely smart. He's, you know, obviously extremely on the hawkish side. But I think he loves America. I think he's
yes,
a loyal American. You know, like this, his patriotism is not in question, and I
absolutely,
I doubt that he would break the law that would jeopardize this national security. That's just my opinion, and I'm just giving it. So that's why this makes me a little bit uncomfortable. The other thing that makes me uncomfortable, David, we're talking with David Leiber from McClatchy, D.C., is the redistricting. Listen, the Republicans aren't necessarily any more guilty of anything than Democrats, and this stuff's been tried since the dawn of time. I don't like the Democrats' response necessarily, but my view is that Trump just wants to, prolong the time he can be relevant before any lame duck status comes in. But I worry about the precedent that's set. I worry about this cascading to as many states as is constitutionally legal. I mean, how is this going to end?
You know, that's a great question. Because we spent all week writing about this, since we have papers in Florida, Texas, California. A couple things here. First of all, let's take the broader view. Historically, in a midterm election, the party in the White House loses seats. Trump's party lost 40 seats in 2018. Obama's party lost 63 seats in 2010. And I can go on and on with this. First of all, not as many people show up at the polls in these elections. So that's disadvantaged Trump. Also, the party in power, they expect big things when they elect a new president, and inevitably they get disappointed, so they turn to the other party. Is this going to be that kind of election? I don't know, but all this redistricting, maneuvering, what about history? Okay, so that's number one. Number two, the fact that, as you say, it's cascading across the country. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who think it's a very scary precedent here. I mean, if Connecticut doesn't like a Republican, well, they'll just meet and redraw the map, change the rules, basically. The other thing is, and this is what most interesting of all, the good government groups, like Common Cause, went ahead and not endorsed, but said that the California maps are okay because this is such an extreme time. So it just makes you wonder where all this is going. I mean, if there's one thing, people say to me, what's changed in your 40 years covering Washington? I say this, the polarization, the unwillingness to play by the rules. I mean, that's
right. And is it really worse? Because, we've had, people have said, this is bad, you think this is worse or more contentious than it's ever been?
Oh, still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm good.
I was just going to say, is it really the worst? I mean, it's always been contentious. You truly feel like this is the most contentious it's ever been?
In my history, yeah. I mean, I wasn't around for the Civil War, but yeah. in my 40 years, yeah. Because, again, there's a willingness to bend the rules, to blow up the rules, that sort of thing. For example, look, it only takes 51 now to get a judge approved or a Supreme Court justice approved. It used to take 60. Well, how'd that happen, right? Because the Democrats got frustrated with Republican filibustering on judges. They changed it to 51. Republicans said, well, you kicked the door open, so now we'll change it for Supreme Court justices. Where else is this going to lead? So that's what I mean. The polarization is pushing people to do things they might not have done 20 years ago.
Yeah, we're talking with David Leitman from McClatchy, D.C. It seems that we have a ton more questions, but maybe only time for one more. Putin, I really think it's going to be a tough sell for him to allow Zelensky to be on the same plane as him. I feel like that's a symbolic thing that he doesn't want to do. Do you think that Trump will be able to pull it off and get these two guys in a room?
That's the great guessing game in this town right now. The fact that you haven't heard a lot in the week since in the days since the various summits, can be looked at two ways, that they're all sort of quietly negotiating, they want to be out of the spotlight, or things have stalled. Depends who you talk to. There's no one knows right now, but it's hard to see Putin giving anything of substance. But again, is the fact that we have this silence evidence that serious talks are going on and they just want to keep it away from the public eye? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't. We certainly don't. Thank you, David. I mean, this is a lot of questions that are almost impossible to answer. So at least try to give your viewpoint on it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we try.
And hope you have a good late summer weekend in D.C.
I'll be off next week, but I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. We appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
David Leitman.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.